It's Helping Hand. Fridays on All Things Considered, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for listening. This week, we are wrapping up 3 weeks of covering Hawaii's homeless crisis, the most severe per capita in the United States. You can hear our previous two segments in the series with IHS, Institute for Human Services, and Mental Health Kokua, archived at hawaiipublicradio.org, where all of the Helping Hand segments reside. We conclude the series with local nonprofit Alea Bridge, focused on outreach to the homeless and other at-risk populations in central Oahu. Very special returning guest, Phil Acosta, spokesperson for Alea Bridge. Welcome back.
Thanks, Dave.
You guys are doing a lot of great events that give people an opportunity to get involved. We're going to focus on those in just a moment. But first, explain how Alea Bridge fits into the myriad of homeless service providers.
Sure. We're actually part of Partners in Care, continuum of service providers. We have a particular focus in the Central Oahu and North Shore communities.
Interesting story as to how your organization formed.
Actually, the inspiration to start up our own nonprofit began with my brother, who was a former HPD, 16-year veteran. His last assignment, he was patrolling District 2, Wahiwa and North Shore. And in his experience, he'd seen a lot of ugly things and a lot of good things as well. Mm-hmm. And so he found that in his capacity as an officer, he was somewhat limited. And so he found a calling to go beyond what he was doing as a HPD officer. And so he gathered up the family. My sister jumped on. I jumped on and just kind of grew from there.
Talk about the services you offer and how you plug into them.
Sure. Being a young startup, we focused early on just a community outreach, reaching out to our churches, civic clubs, legislators, also the service provider community, being the bridge between the folks that need the help and those that have the resources. About mid-April of 2017, we secured our first contract to provide dedicated outreach services specifically for the Wahiwa and the North Shore area. So we are no longer all volunteer. We do have a couple of folks on staff, and we want to bring on more folks. Primarily, it's outreach and referral to other partners that we have, such as U.S. Vets, Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, and IHS as well.
So when you notice something, they have minors, so this is the right agency for them.
Or absolutely.
They're vets, or there's a substance abuse issue, or there's domestic violence.
Yeah, you're right. Just kind of finding out what the individual needs, kind of matching them to the appropriate agencies. Just recently, actually, we did secure some funding through the city and Housing and Urban Development to start up our own tenant-based rental assistance.
Wow.
To provide assistance to up to 50 families for short to medium term rental assistance. And also, we did secure some funding from the legislature to work towards establishing our own resource and navigation center.
They have ongoing number of activities that we want to shine the light on. Each of these, you'll explain how volunteers can plug in. One of those is weekend outreach in Mililani and Wahiawa, second and fourth Saturdays. It says 8:45 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Explain.
One of our big partners is the Inspire Health Outreach Team. We go out on Saturdays with quite a few volunteers. So for those folks that like to be active and want to get their hands dirty, so to speak, make that encounter and engage the folks directly. This is a great way to get involved. Also, we have mini service fairs at the existing food banks in the community, first and third Wednesdays. And we are also starting up a new outreach on the North Shore called Hands of Hope at the Beach, partnering up with the Nazarene Church, Healing Arts Hawaii, and New Hope Central Oahu, the Hala'iwa campus. There's a significant amount of encampments out at the beach. And so we want to take that out there to where the folks are at.
Mini service fairs. Explain what happens at these. Again, it's Waialua Community Association, first Wednesdays, 10 to noon.
Those are existing food banks, and so we've partnered up with North Shore News and North Shore Food Bank. Third Wednesdays, we're partnering up with Surfing the Nations in Wahiawa, utilizing the foot traffic that they have there already.
They're coming to pick up food.
Yes, they're coming to pick up food. We figured, why not bring the services there?
Where's the Surfing the Nations? Where's
Surfing
that?
The Nations is on Ojai Street.
Third Wednesdays, 1:30 to 3:30.
Yes, so that's on the third Wednesday.
And so that's a food distribution point.
That's a food distribution as well. We set up our own service tables, so we offer homeless services. We've had partners from Catholic Charities, from IHS, some folks that help with Medicare and Medicaid benefits and enrollment.
A thing that obviously would be close to home for Alea Bridge is going to be Project Clean, a joint effort with HPD District 2, July 29th.
One of those ugly byproducts of homelessness is the trash. We're gathering up folks in the community as well as the homeless population to clean up these areas. We're partnering up with the office of Representative Marcus Ashiro, Senator Donovan de la Cruz, our local civic community organizations, and HPD's District 2, the community policing team. Initiative that came from their office, hoping that we can get a good turnout.
That's a huge volunteer. So all of these are...
Absolutely.
There's
Absolutely.
Just a number of opportunities. Right. There's a great event that's going to be coming up in August, Feed the Soul Community Food Drive. I know you're still working on a lot of the details on that, so obviously volunteers can reach out to Alaya Bridge. I'll have the contact information in a moment. For this, I'm imagining that people are going to be able to drop off food. That's what this is, really a collection point.
Absolutely. So this is another way that folks that may not be inclined to get direct contact or really be involved in the encounters, but still want to help. Folks have that opportunity to come and drop off donations. Also, at the same time, they can participate in the festivities. Them being there and being aware of the issues, staying, eating, spending a little bit of money, that goes to the businesses. Some of that goes towards raising funds to provide resources directly to the homeless folks. So it's another way, another fun family-friendly event that you can get involved in and in some way contribute.
Are you looking for, it says, music, entertainment, food, fun, fellowships? And I'm just throwing ideas out. You tell me if it's not the right idea. Somebody's listening, like, I'm a guitarist, I have a band or whatever we'd like to play.
Absolutely. So if there's any listeners out there that want to volunteer and donate their talents, lots of different ways that you can get involved in. So yeah, definitely, if there's somebody out there that wants to volunteer as part of the entertainment, or a business that wants to be part of the festivities and offer their services, that's another way to help the homeless population out.
There are ways to volunteer, go pick up trash. There's ways to be a volunteer and do outreach and experience the homeless population firsthand yourself. There's ways to donate food. There's ways to clean up things. And then you can donate your talent in a lot of ways. So if you don't want to make one commitment, there are a lot of other commitments.
Absolutely.
You can make. Different sizes for different folks sort of thing is what comes to mind. Other needs that you might have.
Part of the our focus in the next coming months is to do more community outreach and do some engagement with the employers and engagement with the landlords, whether through jobs or referrals or actual placements. That's one of the things that we want to reach out to the community. If you're a landlord, if you're a property manager, you have units that are available, do consider reaching out to us and work with our clients, work with our case managers, and at the same time, local businesses. If you have a need for whether it's labor, skilled labor, whatever the gamut may be, you'd be surprised at the skill sets that some of these folks, before they became homeless, their background is kind of astonishing. And so, again, if you're a business owner and you want to reach out and be part of the solution, let us know and we'll work on making a good referral, matching you with the right potential employees.
You also had a great point. One's potential is really not defined by whether or not they have a roof over their head. So when you say there's so many different potential skills out there of people who are homeless, it's really true. And it probably would be very humbling to find out just how talented and skilled some folks are who are having a hard time.
Absolutely.
You can do that via their website, aleabridge.org, aleabridge.org. There's an email contact form online, or you can just email info@aleabridge.org, 492-2214. You can reach Phil directly, 391-3571, or you can reach him at pacosta@aleabridge.org. Find them on Facebook. All of our Helping Hand segments, the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, archive for you online where you can find that material and share it with other people too. If you're hearing something and you're inspired and maybe you realize this would be a great thing to do with my friend, or as you pointed out, Phil, with my group of people, it could be a church, could be your office. Maybe you realize, you know, we do have a job actually. It's Phil Acosta, spokesperson for Alaya Bridge, members of Partners in Care, the coalition of homeless service providers in the Honolulu area, tackling what is the single worst homeless crisis per capita in the wealthiest, most successful nation on earth, in a state that some people call paradise, the Aloha State, not to mention the fact that Oahu is the gathering place. In its name itself, it implies an openness to others from different cultures, different backgrounds, and different situations. Pass along to your brother Joseph our gratitude for inspiring you and create this organization, and no doubt serving as an inspiration to many others. And thanks to you for coming down again. It's great seeing you.
And thanks for having us, Dave. Definitely appreciate the help in getting the word of on our mission and what we're trying to do in the community. So thanks. Really appreciate that.